T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First time in the red zone today. This is a 3rd and 9 for Pittsburgh. Balance on this drive. Steelers trail 28-14. Roethlisberger lofts it. Juggle. Touchdown. Le'Veon Bell to the ground.
You'll never hear that again. Ian Eagle, the first to. Well, that was one of the great plays from Ben to Bell in last year's AFC divisional round loss to Jacksonville. Coincidentally, the Steelers play the Jags again this week, and now they know that they won't have Le'Veon Bell services for that game and for the rest of the year. Adam Schefter just tweeted it out. He's not going to report. This segment, we assumed that, but now it's coming from Schefter with 13 minutes to go to the deadline. Segment brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Andy Benoit from Monday Morning Quarterback, Sports Illustrated, their football analyst. He's on the hotline. He picked the Steelers at the midway point to win the Super Bowl. He's got them over the Saints in a column that's up on Sports Illustrated's website, mmqb.com. Andy, does the Bell decision here change your outlook for the Steelers at all? When you predicted them to win the Super Bowl, did you think they'd get Bell back for the last few games?
I don't know if I even considered it, to be honest with you. I think Bell's a great player, and he can change the dynamic of an offense. But the way that Steelers offense is set up, he really, and we've learned this now with James Conner, he doesn't change the dynamic of that one a whole lot because of the receivers they've got around the offensive line and Roethlisberger and the way they structure their plays to help the running back. I think they're just fine with a serviceable back who's at least got some quickness and vision, and that's what Conner has. Conner has great contact balance as well, so some of his decent plays can become big gains. So I don't think this is a big deal for the Steelers.
Andy, is there any way in which James Conner has actually helped them more than Bell would offensively, as far as there's certain things he doesn't do that almost make them more defined as an offense?
I think some players on that offense would tell you absolutely yes, because Conner is a more decisive player. We love Bell for his patience. We've never seen anyone like him, and that has its merits. But when the system works really well, a lot of times your QB, your lineman, they just want the quarter, or they want the running back. They want everybody to just play on time and on schedule. And I think seeing Conner do that has really opened their eyes to the importance of that. There's a crisper feel to some of what they do. Now, Bell can create in areas where Conner probably could not create, but again, it's such a well-designed offense, you're not asking guys to create a whole lot.
When you put the Bell tape on from last year, did you see an elite running back? Did you see a guy, Andy, who deserved $40 million, $45 million guaranteed? Did he deserve a salary that was commensurate with what a running back and what a wide receiver was making, like he demanded? Did you see an excellent player? Did you see a great player when you watched that tape from last year?
I did. But, you know, someone made a great point to me, that Greg Cosell, my good friend at NFL Films, who watches this film just as much, if probably even more than I do, and he's been doing it longer. He made the great point. Bell did not have any explosive runs last season, or at least in big-time runs. I don't think his longest run went past 27 yards, if I recall. So it raises the question, and there's more to running the ball than just gaining big, huge runs. We all know that. But, I mean, to have no runs like that just raises the question, what's the value of the running back? What does Bell bring? Does he have the top-end speed? And if he does not, then what's a guy like that worth, no matter how good he is at creating his own space within confined areas, which I think Bell still does, as I'm assuming. I haven't seen him run this year, but I'm assuming he's still as good as anyone in that department. So it just gets into philosophy. I think Bell's more valuable to certain offenses and certain schemes than he is to Pittsburgh. And I'm surprised I'm saying that, because I thought he brought a lot to their empty passing game when they spread out. But even those empty set passes have been just fine with Conner playing in the Bell slot.
Andy, I wanted to shift things to the other side of the ball for the Steelers, and it was more of a feel thing, just watching the games and not really going back and rewatching them over and over and just isolating on one guy. It felt like Bud Dupree, who was somebody that I and a lot of people in this town criticized a ton in his first couple years in the league, was starting to come on a little bit as the, you know, the season progressed into games 5, 6, 7. What have you seen from him on film?
He's been a lot quicker off the edge this season. He's a lot more decisive. I think he's mechanically more comfortable playing off the right side, just like TJ Watt, we all know, is more comfortable playing off the left side. So that was a good decision that that coaching staff made. And that decision was made right after last season. That was not something they gradually stumbled upon. I think they knew they wanted to do that pretty quickly after Watt's rookie season. So Dupree's been very good. But, guys, really what he's been throughout his career, and I think what he still is now in the biggest sense, is a high-octane, high-energy type of player. I don't know if he's an – if I'm signing him as a free agent, I don't know if I'm looking at him as a Von Miller light and someone I've been given $12 million to. I think Dupree is excellent when he's got guys like Tuitt and Hayward and all these destructive front seven players around him. Within that context, Dupree is a very, very good asset.
Andy Benoit, MMQB.com. You can follow him on Twitter, Andy_Benoit, spelled B-E-N-O-I-T, from Sports Illustrated, MMQB. He's been a Steelers believer the entire year, picked him to lose to Atlanta in the Super Bowl before the season started, and now he has them beating the Saints in the Super Bowl. So you said that Bell showing up or not showing up didn't really go into your prediction. So what made you predict the Steelers right now, Andy, as the team most likely to hoist the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year?
Well, the same things that made me pick them in our SI preview magazine at the front of the season for the AFC title, which is that they can beat you in a lot of ways on offense, and not just guys making plays, but the way they schematically approach the game. We'll see the Steelers line up with three receivers and spread out for a series. The next series, they'll come back with Roosevelt, Nix, and a six offensive linemen on the field, heavy personnel, and run old school power and counter runs. I mean, that's a really wide range that you have to defend with them offensively. And then defensively, I see a defense that's ascending. They started ascending last year. I thought they'd be better early this season, but they've picked up and finally gotten on track. It's a defense that's finding its identity, and as long as that number two corner situation remains stabilized with Cody Sensabaugh in there, I think it's going to be one of the better defenses in the NFL down the stretch.
Is it fair then to say, in light of what you just said at the end there, Andy, that you're actually a believer in the rest of the secondary outside of that number two corner spot?
I like Sean Davis at free safety. I think that makes the most sense for him. The one question I have is Terrell Edmunds at strong safety. I see him more as a linebacker type of guy, which is what Morgan Burnett's playing for them in dime right now. So, and the reason I see Edmunds more as a linebacker than a strong safety is he does not have great transitional movement ability in space. And that's the kind of thing that when it shows up on film a time or two or three or four times, offenses will start really going after that. We could see that even this Sunday. Jacksonville's very good at isolating your weaknesses, as the Steelers found out last year when they played them in the playoffs. So that I do have some hesitation about Edmunds. Collectively, overall, I think it's an okay secondary, but it's an okay secondary with a really good number one corner, and it plays behind a really good front seven.
If you like smart football analysis, make sure you give our guest to follow, Andy Benoit, on Twitter, @Andy_Benoit, B-E-N-O-I-T, and check him out at SI.com and MMQB.com. Thanks for your time, Andy. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.